We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet. How's it going, my friend?
It's going awesome. I'm loving this weather. I'm loving the fall. I'm so glad I moved from Florida and I get to experience cold. It's awesome.
You have to go buy a jacket.
Maybe eventually. When it gets down to like 30, I'll think about a jacket and I'll stop wearing shorts.
Is it still pretty warm?
It's definitely chillier than it's ever going to get in Florida. So it's in the 40s at night. So,
Well, and you get to see fall where you guys are in the woods.
I know. We're going to go pick pumpkins this weekend. It's a whole fall deal. I haven't done that in 10, 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. What does the boy think?
He's playing his video games. He didn't even notice.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, you're honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we were actually just going diving through all the stuff that's happened over the last week and trying to find stuff that was of interest. It's been up and down, you know, nothing earth-shaking. I mean, obviously earth-shaking in terms of Steve Jobs passing away, which is sad for everyone. I'm no Apple fan by any means, but there's no question about it, a genius, and it's going to be a major loss. But I know everyone's probably saturated with info on that. So why don't we get into – sorry. Yeah.
I was going to think maybe we'd do a moment of silence. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. There's some amazing stuff out there that people have dug up of interviews and inspirational quotes. And,
wow. You know what's bugging me? Everybody is forgetting about Pixar. Everybody's talking about Apple and Apple and Apple, but Pixar was, I mean, he didn't found it. He bought it from LucasArts, I think, one of the George Lucas companies. He bought it from them, but Pixar is pretty innovative in itself. Mm-hmm. So, all right, enough Steve Jobs.
All right, yeah, done. Okay, Webmaster Tools data has been brought into Google Analytics. Now, have you used this yet? I haven't had a chance to.
So I haven't had a chance to either. What you have to do to get it, though, is you have to connect the two. There's a process. It just doesn't automatically show up, which I wish it would, but there's a process, and I haven't taken the time to do it yet. But it's still kind of in beta. And what I've seen from screen caps and stuff, it looks like that section in Webmaster Tools where it shows you the keywords you're being found for and the landing pages and what your average rank is and the impression data. They're taking that same exact data and just sticking it in analytics. So just the screenshots I've seen, it's nothing different than what you already get in Webmaster Tools. It's just in a different place. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully they'll overlay some actual traffic data on some of that data at some point, or maybe you can create reports that do that. But right now it's great that it's all in one place, and I think there's a lot of potential there. But right now, from what I've seen, not having played with it, it looks just like they just put the data in two different places.
Well, we did ask for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's been. I mean, the integration of Webmaster Tools and Google Analytics—they could even go farther than that. It's pretty awesome. It's about time they did something at least.
Oh yeah, I think it's just the beginning of what you're going to see as far as how those two are going to be integrated. I think that data and analytics are going to build some custom reports. They're going to build something that really ties them together at some point if they haven't already.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I thought was just hilarious, PageRank just makes me giggle, just because there's so many people that live and breathe from it, and they freak out.
I'm going to remember this. PageRank makes you giggle, okay? So if you're ever sad, I know what to do.
I giggle.
You've been hanging out with your baby too much to make it sound like that.
Yeah, I am. She's not giggling yet, though. That'll be awesome. But no,
show her some PageRank.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, maybe do the color. I'm going to show her my page rank for their site. That'll make her giggle. Mm-hmm. oh, no. What happened to my page rank is this article on Search Engine Land, and it's awesome. A lot of people are being freaking out because there was some people that posted that Google had disabled toolbar page rank and that, it's no longer available, and oh, God. Well, what they did is they changed the URL for how to find that info. So a lot of these third-party toolbars and these toolbars you can install aren't updated yet, and they're just showing nothing. Now, why Google changed it, who knows.
Just to mess with us.
Yeah. I would.
I would, too. I'd change it every other day.
Can you imagine if we became working for Google and they give us the job of just messing with minds? It'd be so fun.
They need an employee that does that. That would be an awesome job at Google. What's your job? I just screw with people. That would be great.
Well, it's kind of part of Matt's job.
Yeah, that's true too.
Matt cuts.
I don't know if I ever – did I ever tell you a story? I was at the Google Dance. It's probably 2006, 2007 when they used to have it at the Google Complex. And I was standing – they had that big rock band stage set up in the middle of the Google Complex. And I was standing up there listening to all these people make idiots of themselves in rock band. And I was standing there with this guy, the obvious – you know, I was a hippie and I still want to be a hippie. I mean, he was exactly that kind of guy. We just started talking. Turned out he was the lead developer for the toolbar. And I'm like, cool. And he's like, well, what would you change? I said, I'd get rid of PageRank. So if they do it, I'm going to take credit. I'm just saying now.
Well, I'm sure it impressed upon him at that very moment as well. So
yes.
He's standing next to John Carcutt.
I could not tell you his name. He probably doesn't even work there anymore. But I mean, he probably took his IPO money and bought a little island somewhere and filled it with nice types of plants.
I would. Yeah. I did like one thing. One of the things I heard from Matt Cutts on one of his – I think it was that Q&A that I talked about in the last episode was he was saying that back near the beginning he was he had his office just outside of Sergey and Larry's. Mm-hmm. And his job as the spam guy was to surf porn sites.
Nice.
Yeah, so he was constantly looking at them, trying to find different ways to block them and such. And I'm just like inwardly dying, just laughing and watching this. And then he said that it came to the point where someone came up to him and said, Nat, do you mind if we put this barrier behind you? People are invited to see Sergey and Larry, and they see what you're looking at, and it's not going over well.
Nice.
That's priceless. Let's go see the CEOs and – oh. Hello.
Yes. That's awesome. I hadn't heard that.
That's a good story. Yeah, I liked that one. It was good. I maintain to this day, just to hang out and just hear some stories would be awesome. Not to share necessarily, just to hear. It fascinates me, the growth of that company.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I actually had, you know, I'm not trying to bring up Steve Jobs again, but somebody on Twitter had posted something about, you know, who is going to be Bill Gates' nemesis now. And I just wrote back really simply, Larry Page. And about an hour later, the guy wrote back, I had to look who that up was. You're right. He could be. He is. I'm like, okay. But
oh, dear.
But they have had just as interesting a history, I think, as any other company out there. Microsoft, Apple, all of them included. The Google history already has made a couple of great books.
Oh yeah, and they started out of a garage too.
Yeah.
So
I'm waiting for the Google movie. They, you know, instead of calling it The Social Network, they can just call another movie called The Search Engine, and we'll just have a pair of them. Sell them in a box set.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll go into some of these other findings we have from this week and a few of the questions from our listeners.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
Webmasterradio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on Webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were just going over some of the rather funny things about PageRank and stories, anecdotes, you know that. Didn't miss much. So now we're getting into...
Yes, you did. Rewind and listen to the first half of the show. I'm telling you now.
I don't imagine many people jump into it at this point anyway, but you never know. In any case, it's definitely a download. Lots of laughing. And you find out what makes me giggle. That's very important. Okay. What is next on the agenda? For some reason, I've lost my Google Analytics.
So, actually, it's interesting. I think we wanted to hit just real touch on the fact that Facebook hit 800 million users last week. You know, that's huge. And the stat to me is 800 million users is more users that were on the entire internet when Facebook launched. So when they launched, they have now eclipsed the size of the internet when they launched. It's, to me, that's amazing.
That's That's good. I think that's good for your bottom line.
You think?
I think I could handle that. And there's a reason why he's got that sheet-eating grin every time you see Zuckerberg.
Yeah, but my worry, and it's not a worry, it's so much, it's more of a prediction, is that they're trying to be everything. They're trying to be your one-stop shop on the internet. And the last company that did that, AOL, last year sold half of their entire campus because they're going out of business practically. You know, I don't know if it's the right strategy for them to try to be a one-stop shop for everything, especially since they can't do search.
Yeah, I'm still shocked that they haven't done it. I don't understand. Could they really be that daft? Anyways,
I don't know.
It just seems logical for them to have them implemented, and it would be a huge moneymaker for them, but maybe it's just not up to his snuff yet. I mean, Lord knows, I'm sure Zuckerberg's a very Jobs-like personality in terms of ensuring perfection.
It's so, got to be my way or the highway kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never know. Maybe they're just that daft, and which is good. Hopefully they are, because I want Google Plus to take off a little more. It's doing really well. I was actually, while we were talking there, hunting for any kind of new data on the growth. It's gaining strength incredibly fast, obviously, but you know, it's nowhere near Facebook, but it's getting there.
See, I have a different mindset, as you well know. I don't think Google Plus is a social network, and I don't look at it as a social network like a Facebook, because a number of reasons, which we've talked about some on the show, but really it's a social layer across everything Google does. Facebook, you go to one spot and everything's there. Google Plus, you go to all these places you go to anyway, and Google Plus is there. So it's not really a fair comparison in my mind. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see, because we just talked about the AOL comparison to Facebook. It's a one-stop shop for everything. Google's doing the same thing, but instead of gathering everybody in the same place, they're taking all the tools and features you're already using anyway every day and just putting social on top of it as a layer. So it's a really interesting difference between the two strategies and how they'll work in the future.
Okay, so not social network, but a social platform then.
Yeah, platform's good.
Because, I mean, I use it like a social network, frankly. I'm in there all the time. I'm meeting people. I'm finding it harder to gain. I mean, I do gain followers and such, but I'm kind of fascinated at the growth some people have experienced, and I'm trying to pick and choose my different posts to – kind of half-assed, but to find what might get me more. Just – I'm really kind of intrigued. It's a very bizarre system. I know that sharing circles has been very huge, and they just – I think that was actually last week they launched that, or maybe the week before. So you can create your own circle in Google Plus of people and then say, hey, check this out, people. Share this.
Sharing circles, yeah.
That's genius.
That is awesome. And another great thing about Google Plus for Google and how it ties into search is I had a really good discussion with Greg Bozer at SMX East a few weeks ago. We were talking about how the link landscape, just overall internet, the link landscape is shrinking, because over the past few years, people are creating less and less links because they're sharing things more with social networks. So the overall link landscape is getting smaller and smaller. So how, as a search engine like Google, how do you deal with that? How do you figure out what people are sharing? Google Plus. So they're not going to know what everybody shares everywhere, because they share it all over the place. But at least now they have a window into that social sharing to figure out how to combat the loss of the link environment. Mm-hmm. I think Google Plus is going to be huge for that.
Yeah, well, and I was just at this – I hate this word. I thought it was pretty funny. But anyway, it was at this great mixer the other night, and five of us were invited to be the quote-unquote geniuses that walked through the crowd. It was just a mixer, but we all had blue shirts on, and they were there to ask questions about social media.
Okay, now we know what makes me giggle.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough. Made me giggle too. Like, you can't be serious. Don't put that on my shirt. But it, whatever. It was tongue-in-cheek, I'm sure. In any case, my thing was, and I think there's a video online somewhere, I hope it didn't turn out too badly, of my tip. My tip was, because they did do an interview of each of us on TV, was Google Plus. Start your profile. Get to know it. It's going to be growing galore. It's also going to be getting new and more advanced functionality, the sooner you get into it, the easier it's going to be to adapt.
Oh yeah.
And also, you need that profile built, right? You need to be you need to build that trust so that when it is at some level of saturation and people start to really use it a lot, you don't have to start from scratch. I think it's going to be very important.
And no reason to be late to the party. You might as well get in now, learn how it works, and see what you can do with it and what you can get out of it. And it's only going to benefit you in the long run.
Yeah. So I was taking people aside, and if I ever got a little posse of people who wanted to ask questions of me or whatever, I would – so there's 90 people there, and there's only five of us, so we get a few groups. I would ask questions about Google Plus, and a lot of them hadn't even heard about it. So then I'd find myself just explaining what it is and why I think it's important. Some people got a little glossy-eyed. Some people were fascinated by it.
So there were people that hadn't heard of Google Plus. What I mean, nothing against them, but they're obviously not marketers. What kind of businesses were they in?
Well, it's all small businesses, right? Small businesses don't have time to keep up on this stuff. And it was only 2 weeks out, remember?
Oh, okay, that was that long ago. All right.
Well, no, I mean, it was just this week that we did this, but it's only been 2 weeks since they released it to the public.
True. All right.
Well, okay. 3 weeks now, but yeah. So, you got to give credit. In any case, they were quite interested, and I explained to them all the amazing things you could do on it. I don't think it's going to take over Facebook. There's no comparison there. They're totally different markets. I think Facebook now is my personal space, and Google Plus is a mixture of business and personal.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that. I can. I still do both on both. But at some point, it'll probably end up leaning one direction or the other for each one. So I probably will end up doing the same thing at some point.
I should clarify, not my pages. Pages are business. But when I'm thinking about actual usage, when I'm just playing around on Facebook, it's connecting with friends and sharing funny things, that kind of stuff.
Even that own personal branded page that you launched a few weeks ago, the Ross Dunn business page?
I honestly wanted to see if anyone would actually like it. And no, not many did.
How many likes do you have so far?
Oh, I don't want to know.
Do you have many?
I'm not sure I've made 20. It's like, okay. Whatever. I think it's Ross Dunn SEO Expert or something. I did it. Again, I was more playing with it to see whether or not it would show up in rankings. And yeah, it's fun.
Not SEO Genius?
No. That said, if anyone's on Google Plus and wants to...
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4% to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious king crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
To connect, I've created a little bit.ly to get to it. So bit.ly/RD, so Ross Dunn, RD, and then lowercase plus, PLUS, not the plus sign.
Aren't you clever?
Yes, I am. I'm a genius.
If anybody wants to connect to me, just use my name. That's what I use.
That's hardly
for me at John Carter.
Complex enough.
Find all my social stuff is under my name.
Yeah, there's not many John Carcuts out there.
Nope, there's only one. Thank God.
So let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to answer questions. We've got a few here to go through.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit the Internet Marketing Ninjas booth at PubCon 2011 Vegas or visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm,
the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. With John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were talking about everything. And
didn't we do that before the first break, too?
Yeah. I think there's some substance to this talk today. Anyway, this show. But let's get to some real substance. We've got some stuff. First one, I love this, Ryan SP. We were saying Ryan SP. Was wondering, he wanted to get our opinion on a program such as SE Nuke. That's SE Nuke. Is it Black Hat? He asks. Brasco, could you play that 15 seconds? Hello?
So he can edit that and we'll pretend like he just played it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that was... So, wasn't that awesome?
That was pretty fun. Pretty fun.
I
know household name is, it's been in my household for at least the last 2 minutes. And my wife was just talking about it. And just, we use that phrase every day now. Household name.
Household name. Yeah, not to mock SC Nuke or anything.
Oh, yeah.
But
personal opinion, I'm going to mock away.
Is it Black Hat? Well, John and I did look it over, and it's definitely got some issues we would feel are a bit dangerous. For one thing, automation's never great. That said, we're purists. I realize that there's some people who just need to automate because they don't have the time. And I liked some of the features. I would never put all my eggs in that basket. There's just no way.
I mean, there's a couple of red flags that come up for me right off the bat. One, the name. SE Nuke, search engine nuke. If you went to ask Matt Cutts, is it okay if I nuke your search engine? What's he going to say? Pretty sure it's going to be no. And then what you said, Ross, automation. SEO, there's certain small pieces of SEO that you can automate, and it's more for project management than it is for actually doing SEO. Anytime someone says, I'm going to automate this, it's a big red flag for me. It's going to be, there's going to be some problems.
Yeah, I don't know. Give it a trial. See what you think. I mean, you look for those flags. Look for things that one of the things I noticed is they spin content so you can repurpose it many, many, many times. Countless times, I think the word is used. no thanks. If you're going to write content, do it right. Move on to the next piece of content. I realize there's certain spins you can do that are okay, but they specifically say to bypass Google's duplication filters. You know, they're trying to beat Google in this regard, and that's black hat in a sense.
Yeah. The one quote that I get from their homepage that is just hilarious, quote, unquote, from their homepage, our customers are immune from any Google slaps.
Oh, wow.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, if someone tells you that they're going to make you immune from anything Google does, turn around and run as fast as you can, because there's no way they can claim that and if actually mean it.
I love this. SC Nuke worked too well. Outranked affiliate providers in SERPs. Search engine ranking pages. Oh, my. Anyways, yeah.
I love it, too. Multi-threaded submissions. 100 times faster than the old version. How many submissions do you need that you need it to be done 100 times faster than you were doing it before? I'm just asking. If somebody has a good answer, I'd love to hear it.
And a sure sign that this was made by nerds, SC Nuke X plus Amazon equals better than sex.
Probably only because they never had it.
All right. That's the bashing session done.
So to answer the question, I'm going to say, yes, it's Black Hat. Just my own personal opinion, I would not do it. Yes, it's Black Hat. Stay away. But if you want to try, we would love to hear about your experience.
Yeah.
And we promise
sure
not.
If you just mod some of the modules independently, you'd be fine. I mean, a lot of them are research modules, and nothing wrong with that. But using the whole thing at once, I'd be very careful. Very, very careful indeed. And that's why.
And if you do use it and you give us your feedback, we promise not to mock you too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on the day.
Yeah.
So, I have my fingers crossed. The next one here, we're going to run out of time here. We got to get to some actual substance. Neil from the computer corner, Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii. He says, aloha, Ross. I heard your podcast and decided to ask one question about Facebook. Do they allow people to post affiliate links in on their FMBL-driven wall?
Facebook. I'm pretty sure he meant FBML, which is Facebook Markup Language.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen someone use affiliate links, but I'm not sure if it was legal. Well, yeah. Maybe there's something against the terms in Facebook. I haven't read them all, but I've seen affiliate links used. I've used them occasionally. I'm very clear when I use them.
I have two very specific. I've been actually did a lot of research on this because of where I'm working now, because we were talking about how can we drive revenue from our Facebook. So we got a number of Facebook fan pages for our websites that have 30,000 likes. So we got some pretty strong Facebook pages. Two comments. One, the Facebook markup language is going away. So if you're creating custom tabs on your site, you really don't want to create them in Facebook markup language anymore, because it's not going to be around that much longer. What you want to do is create it and host it yourself, and you basically embed it into a custom tab with an iframe. That said, at the F8 conference just a couple weeks ago, and I love that somebody brought out F8. So Facebook has a conference every year for their developers. Last year was F7, the year before was F6, this was F8. And somebody marked, that sounds awfully suspicious. Fate is what it really says. Facebook is trying to make you think that your fate is to be on Facebook. But anyways, I'm digressing. One of the things they did is they talked about how if you had embedded advertisements and you were selling space in your Facebook pages, you had to share that revenue, because the only way you're allowed to do that is if you used Facebook's payment system. They have now allowed advertisers to keep 100% of the revenue through those types of things, and you can create those pages, those custom tabs, and create your own page with your own code that allows you to collect any type of revenue through affiliate or direct sales or what in those custom tabs, and you get to keep 100% of the revenue.
How kind of them. Wow.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they got ads everywhere.
Hey, it's solved a major problem for me, I'm telling you.
I bet. Yeah, no, that's great. That's good. So I hope that helps you, Neil. It certainly sounds like it's okay. I mean, you know, you think about it. You often see people saying, hey, you know, click on this or different companies have different campaigns and they're using affiliate links. So I if it is illegal, woohoo, throw the cuffs on. That's all I know. There's a lot of people going to jail.
Yeah, that's true. And aloha, Neil.
Yes, aloha.
Aloha is hello. Aloha is hello and goodbye, remember.
It's beautiful. It means a lot of things, apparently. But it's always positive, so that's good. Next question is from Debbie. She says, I have a question. I wasn't sure where to email it to. I'd love it if you guys could suggest an article submission software. I know that sounds silly with the Panda rollout and all the things that have happened. I'm very white hat, but I'm thinking about using article submission software. I know on Webmaster Radio, they always talk about distributeyourarticles.com. Do you like that one? I'm interested to hear your thoughts. I've just started using Unique Article Wizard this month, and we manually write 3 articles for each submission. I know some people spin them, which wouldn't be as good, but I'd love to have software that would submit to Ezone articles and all the top ones. Love to hear your shots on the show or by email. Thanks, Debbie. distributeyourarticles.com is actually owned under the umbrella of New Gen Broadcasting, which owns Webmaster Radio. So obviously, it's a very good product. These guys don't put anything out that's not. I personally haven't used it, but I've heard good things about it. John, have you used distributeyourarticles.com?
I have not. No. So it would be interesting to hear what makes them different, because maybe we can get Darren on this show someday to talk about it. But I have not used it, and I haven't done a lot of article distribution through software. I guess my question to you, Debbie, first question would be, why are you distributing articles? Are you doing it for link building? Are you doing it for brand distribution? Are you doing it to try to generate traffic? You know, that would be the first question I'd ask. And for most SEOs that I know, the main reason to do article distribution is link building. Greed?
I mix the two. I'm doing it for link building, which I don't expect to have a lot of clout coming from these days, but I also do it for more exposure. You know, just another pair of eyes that could see it.
Yeah. And there are still some niche type of target so that you can use article distribution for link building that works. The one that comes to mind mostly is promoting local businesses and promoting their local maps type pages. Sometimes article distribution really works because you can get very, very long tail type of phrases and get a little bit of juice pointing back to those local sites. And that helps somewhat. If you're going after real competitive terms, article distribution is not going to do anything for you.
Opinion. I mean, it all adds up, though. I mean, it's just not going to be very effective compared to other techniques you could use, such as just plain writing good content and making viral content, stuff that people are really going to want to pass around versus you having to do it.
Exactly.
So it's all a matter of the competitive nature of your market. And in most cases for small businesses, we've done it in the past using automated stuff, and it works. We make sure that it's very custom, though. You know, we're checking each one. And it's only for submission of articles and only where the particular site's okay with it, too. We're very careful. And you have to be. You have to be very careful, because otherwise you're just wasting your time.
And my thought, if you're going to take that much time to write a good topical article, instead of distributing it, see if you can get it put on somebody else's decent blog as a guest post. That, to me, is a much more effective use of that time, you know, from writing an article standpoint.
And keep in mind, of course, if you do that, in most cases it has to be unique. It can't have been posted elsewhere.
Very true. Very true.
So you're not getting multiple use out of it unless that particular blog is so popular that people are going to redistribute it, and that's wonderful if that's the case. So, you know, it's certainly not after the Panda update. There's nothing wrong with doing article submission, as you are obviously aware of, and it still has some effect. It's just not as much as before, which is a good thing, frankly, because there was a lot of garbage, and I'm hoping that that's deterred quite a few people.
For In my opinion, from a best practice standpoint, you can distribute articles. If you have an article on a topic and you get it out to 30 different distribution sites, they may or may not be authoritative sites with some strength. They may or may not be really relevant to the topic of the article or your site you're linking to. So you take a risk. I mean, it'll still, like Ross says, it'll still count as a little bit of weight. But if you take that same article, blog research, a really good authoritative dead on topic, and you get it in as a blog guest blog post, the odds are that you're going to get much more weight back to your site from that one guest post than you would from all 30 of those distributed articles combined. Just my opinion.
So what's your feel about – we actually had someone ask us the other day. We haven't – I think from our own mistake, haven't got back to the guy yet, but he wanted to guest post on our site, another SEO. What do you think?
I was going to ask you if I could guest post on your site, so you tell me.
Well, yeah, I've already told you before you could do that.
So what's your question? Should you let him, or do you think it's – what is your concern?
Well, I think what the reason is, actually, come to think of it, we asked him for examples of his content. Want to make sure he's good. But other than that, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't do it. I haven't been much into the game. I mean, I know I'm sure most people go, well, duh, of course do it. But I don't know.
So what you want to do in your guest posting agreement is say, let him know he can put a couple links, you know, either in his author bio or one link or two links in his content. But you make sure that part of that agreement that on his site, he writes up something saying, hey, go check out my guest post at your site, so that there's some, at least some brand exposure off of your site through that. You see what I'm saying? And maybe even a link. Maybe get a link from his site too. So that kind of thing. So make sure there's something for you besides just some content on your site.
Yeah, great idea.
You put out a lot of good content.
We did. We're trying to again. It's hard. We're busy. You know, it's great. I can't complain. I just I don't want our blog to go completely still, and it's not far off that. We've got to get back into it. So.
And has Jim Hedger really sunk down to doing guest posts on your site now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, really. No, I'm sure he would do guest posts. I don't even think
that. I'm just teasing Jim. If he's listening, he knows it. I don't know if everybody realizes that Jim used to work for Stepforth. He used to do a lot of content for your site at one point.
He was my first employee.
Yeah.
I trained him from when he was – he came to me, no experience with SEO, and was a political activist. I'm sure that's no surprise to anyone who knows him.
I think he still is.
He still is, but at the time he was infamous. He was the guy getting – handcuffing himself to the door of the prime minister's office. And
nice.
Oh, yes.
we should get Jim on the phone to interview him for no other reason, just so we can like talk about those old stories that nobody has ever heard before.
It would be great. I'm sure it'd be hilarious. He's got a lot of stories, but anyway, yeah, no, he worked for me for, what was it? 7 years, six, yeah. It's a long time. Yeah. Good friend. Well, everyone, I think it's time to wrap it up. I hope Debbie and Neil and Ryan have got some help from our answers, and we've got more to do. We know we've got a few sites to review. Maybe next week we'll get into that. It really depends on what's up in the news. But for now, my name is Ross Dunn, and thank you for joining us tonight, or today, tonight. I guess it depends where you are, afternoon or...
if they downloaded it, it could be all of the above.
You've got that right. Damn, you're on it today. I like it. All right.
It's Friday.
Well, thanks for joining myself and John Karka, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet. If you'd like to contact us, my email address is ross@stepforth.com. That's stepforth.com. And John likes to be reached by Twitter. And
actually, any social network you want, if you look for me at John Karkat, I'm probably there. So I don't have to create JC Plus on Facebook to do that.
It's me sticking my tongue at you.
Oh, is that what that was? I bet you were electrocuting yourself.
Yeah. Anyways, on that note, thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. You can catch us at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.